pretty much been historically true, that they would hire someone who was an alumnus or an alumna. And I think that really was indeed what they were planning to do. Again, and I think this was an alumni board member or on a Sunday afternoon. I remember this call vividly. I got a call from a woman named Jane Duvall, and she said, "Cynthia, you have to apply for this position." And I said, "But Jane, I'm not an alumna." And she said, "No, but you know the college very well, and you know the culture, and you know the community. You have had so much community experience, and you have worked with Dr. Bornstein. And so we think you are well qualified. You need to apply." So Warren Johnson was the vice president. So I went and said, I think the deadline had passed to apply. I said, I'm interested in applying for this position. And he said, "Well, I think you're probably qualified, but the deadline's just about passed." And he said, "We have a couple of finalists who are considering. Will you be disappointed if you don't get the job and leave you?" I said, "No, I'd like to get it, but I love my job and I'm not unhappy with it. This is just an opportunity that I think I could do well." And so he allowed me to apply, and we got down to two finalists, a young man from Yale, and I was one of the finalists, and I had to go through the grueling process that finalists go through, where you are interviewed by 6 hours and you have an open interview. And